The Watch is the latest and the greatest in pop culture from best friends Chris Ryan and Andy Greenwald. Join them as they discuss TV, movies, music, and much more. Check out The Watch on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prestige TV Podcast. My name is Bill Simmons. I am here with Chris Ryan and Ryan Russillo. We're going to talk about Yellowstone, which had a 2-hour and 20-minute season premiere. It had to have been the longest premiere of all time. It's a great show. It wasn't long enough, in my opinion. Russillo, do you want to tell us quickly what happened last year?
Previously on Yellowstone.
Previously on Yellowstone, there was a lot of shooting and a lot of people who seemed like they were near death. And within about 20 minutes... we were good. Everybody's back. Now it's time for revenge. Chris, scale 1 to 10. How much did you love the premiere?
So the first 12 minutes, I would put at a 43. And then if you want to like the bottom end of that would have been like the introduction of the orphan to Beth and Rip's life. I'd probably put it like a 3. I can't say that children are my main interest in Yellowstone. Like it really is about Casey having tactical shootouts on highways. But you know, overall, you level that out. I think we arrive at like a 7.
Russillo?
I know you guys really like heat. But I mean, it was 12 or 13 minutes of chaos before we even got to the credits. Like at one point, I remember there was this documentary. They did a 30 for 30 and they did it in a different style. I'm not going to name which one it was. And it was like 28 minutes into the 30 for 30. And I went, oh, this is the show. Like, oh, we're in it.
Yeah.
And so it was a different style. And this was you got to kind of throw out some of the tactical stuff that maybe you'd wonder about, where the end of season 3, it was just a free for all. You're like, so this is just happening in a town. Like I've been to Bozeman. Like this is just going to happen, I guess. Like we're just doing this. And then once you kind of remove the disbelief of like just Casey being a tactical expert, and all of a sudden, I don't know if I would have hung that guy at the Yellowstone. I might have wanted to get a little info out of him, but it was intense. Like it was definitely, I need a cigarette once you got to the credits.
Kathy Riley just comes out of the building, which the bomb was what, 4 feet away from her? 6?
Yeah, Kelly Riley. Yeah.
Kelly Riley, sorry. 7 feet away from her, stumbles out, just some cuts on the back. Bleeding again. Has any character ever bled more in more ways than her on this show? Probably not.
No,
right?
She's like Robert Covington. She's got the permanent face mask on now. Like we can't even reconstruct that nose.
Yeah, she's just bleeding. But you have that. You have Costner who takes like, I don't know, 4 or 5 point blank shots. And John Dutton, in 17 minutes, he's firing the night nurse. She's out. He's ready. He's putting on the hat. You knew it was going to play out this way. It set up for what we wanted, which was season 4. Is this season 3 or season 4?
Season 4. Yeah.
This is about revenge. Here we go.
But we don't know who we're getting revenge on.
Oh, we're going to find out, Chris Ryan.
But that's the big question of this season. I would say just as like an amateur, you know, appreciator of detective fiction and just criminal like procedurals, the fact that they couldn't like just get an ID on any of the 2 dozen people that they kill in the first 12 minutes of this movie like show, and it's really down to rainwater to identify this guy by grabbing the blackjack guy, it's a little confusing. They seem like really, really in the dark about who ordered this, but like they've got a lot of bodies to investigate.
Well, go ahead. I think we could get. Do you want to get into the theories? I mean, you're driving this, Bill.
No, you go. I want you to drive it.
It seems like Rainwater and the crew are ruled out because of the casino scene, right?
Yeah.
Where they get the militia guy who's just firing away cigarettes, bad tipper, and it's like, oh, hey, by the way, I ordered the hit at Yellowstone. Can we get another round here? Because that's always a brilliant idea. And so they leave us kind of a cliffhanger there about the information that he's going to tell Rainwater's right-hand man. But I think that what that does, it sets up that we're eliminating suspects here early on. And then there's also the woman that flies in, the new head of, what the hell's the name of that company again? Because it's
Market
like,
Equities.
Yeah, it's like Merger Company Money Limited. And so,
Goldman and Lehman, yeah.
That day they were just like, we're out of ideas for titles of this business. But they they kind of rule themselves out because she's asking the other guy. And then there's a Jamie part where even when Casey and Costner are sitting there in the hot tub in the river, which is an amazing, I didn't know we had those kind of, they call it Warm Creek because it doesn't freeze over, right? Or Warm River. They do a really quick job of kind of eliminating who you think it would be. And then it seems like no matter what, hey, let's go kill the militia from season two.
Scene of the show is the end of, I guess it's the first episode, even though it was a two-parter, but Cole Hauser, who's bringing it? I mean, no surprise. No surprise he's going to bring it in the premiere. Brings the rattlesnake over.
Yeah.
Opens the, what was it, a knapsack or like a, it was like beer cooler?
An igloo.
And just throws a rattlesnake at him, and or the rattlesnake jumps out, I guess. And that's it. Josh Holloway is off the show.
Greg Maddux like control with the rattlesnake throw there. Yeah.
Yeah, Russillo, I know you tried to figure out how this was done, whether it could be done, but realistic to you, not realistic, semi-realistic?
Great way to not have any evidence against you. So I thought that's what it was. Like, let me just throw a rattlesnake in this igloo and then I'm going to chuck it at your face. And then, but I thought there might've been a little bit more to it because that guy's got some cachet. Be like, all right, is this guy out of here within an hour? And yeah, he is because Wade had given him up previously as to why they were messing with the Yellowstone. So that was just kind of like, hey, look, we're going to kill this guy. I thought maybe there was going to be a chance of like stepping on him and I have the antidote and I'm going to shake you down for more stuff. But they were like, no, Rip doesn't deal with antidotes. He's just He's a murder guy. And that's the thing that you always have to kind of just go like, you know, just a bunch of guys are murdering people also while they're trying to get this horse business off the ground.
I texted Russillo last night just being like, can we get a loose number on how many people Casey has killed on this show? Because we're up in a serious double digits now, right?
Right. So we went through it. We got the pilot where he kills one of the guys from the reservation. He kills the meth lab guy, but he does it like as a favor, which leads to the later plot line of the gun. The two guys that are in the van guys, they're taken out. The militia, I don't know how many body counts he has. He also takes out about 10 people in this one between the shootout and then the shooting the guys when they come into his office. So yeah. I think he's got to be over 15, maybe 20 for the series.
And they're like, you should be governor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The guy in the truck, too. That's right. Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't remember a TV show dropping the credits that late. What's the movie that they did that where they dropped the credits? We did it on the rewatch.
The Departed?
The Departed. It was like 18, 20 minutes in. All of a sudden, it was the opening credits. This one was, I just thought they were going creditless. They were, nope, here we go. They do the whole thing. I'm guessing that the Josh Holloway is being shepherded to another Sheridan show. Because he's got how many shows? How many spinoff shows were just in this show?
There were two backdoor, I guess they used to call it backdoor pilots, but these were essentially like scenes from new spinoffs. The first was the Tim McGraw Western, which was the flashback to 1883 or whatever. And then Jimmy, who has terrible luck as a rodeo cowboy, but is just really committed to the bit, is being shipped off to Texas. And then I think that show is called Four Sixes, and it's about a horse ranch in Texas.
Yeah,
it'll be like the direct spinoff of Yellowstone.
Yeah, that's true. All right, everybody be honest now. When you thought Jimmy was dead, were you bummed out?
No, I feel like for a show with this many dead bodies, I feel like we kind of need... We've lost like Danny Houston. You know, Danny Houston came back from a hanging, but we eventually lost him. I feel like this show could probably use a couple more main character deaths. I like watching Beth a lot. But like Beth has survived some outrageous shit on this.
She's
show.
Not going anywhere. She isn't. They need the balance there.
Beth, she's an icon.
You were like, all right, how do we want to write this character? Like, just imagine a tiger wore human clothing and just took meetings.
Is Beth good at business? Like, how does that work? She's just like hammered, bleeding, and cursing people out all the time. And people are like, we got to hire Beth as soon as she's on the market.
I told Chris, this is what I want him to do when we're back in the offices post when COVID slows down. Chris just shows up. He's got blood on five different spots. It seems like he's a little drunk and he just starts insulting everybody with like these really fortune cookie type of short sayings. And people be like, wow, Chris was on one today.
Yeah.
But that's just Chris for like 9 months. Yeah. You just see your earlobe is like half dangling one day. And nobody knows what happened. I think That could be the move for you. I did not have her as the MVP of this episode. Who did you have for MVP, Russillo?
Well, boy, I mean, I want to give it to Rip every time. I mean, I want him to get it all.
That's
the time,
who I had.
I'm worried about this kid.
Yeah,
I'm
Carter.
Worried about this
yeah,
kid.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk
yeah.
about it.
Okay.
This is usually a death knell for shows that people like when either somebody has a baby or there's an orphan. It is a curse, it seems like. Very rarely has a show pulled this off. I didn't go into season four going, you know, it'd be cool is kind of an orphan character that would bring some levity to Rip and his girlfriend. But they did it. I kind of liked the kid. I just didn't. I thought he got way too much screen time. It was Westbrook Lakers-esque.
The character's name is Carter, but the actor's name is Finn Little, which is like a child actor name generator website spit that name out. Like,
it's yeah.
Like, but yeah, I just feel like I feel the same way about Rip having a kid as I do about James Bond having a kid. It's just misunderstanding the appeal of the character.
You know, it's actually Grady Little's great grandchild.
No, it's not.
No,
it's not.
So my guess is, I'm trying, you know, Ryan, you're a writer.
Here we go.
You're in the writer's room and they're like, how can we spruce up Rip and Beth this year? We've taken them in every direction. What's left? We go cancer, maybe a marriage that falls through, inadvertent pregnancy they didn't expect, or an orphan. I do think they went through all the scenarios trying to figure out how to jazz them up.
Yeah, I think the key thing, they already told us, so this doesn't take any deep mind to figure out the full circle of Rip.
Yeah.
You know, this is exactly what Dutton did for Rip. Although I think Kid Rip was cooler than this kid was.
Yeah,
that's the real thing. The right. kid needs to be cooler. I think if it was like 10-year-old River Phoenix, I'm in.
Yeah, this kid's just a slob with like a bad... You know, look, I know he doesn't have a lot going for him, so I don't want to be too critical, but there was just a bunch of 180s, you know? There was like, hey, we got a kid, Tuna Helper, and he's like, what the fuck is this? Get this kid out of here. I'm like, this is hilarious. And then the kid immediately goes to break into a car, and it's like, all right, now you're a pledge. You have to stay in this basement for 7 days, and there's a bucket, and then it's like, all right, get out. I'm going to chuck your bag, and then it's like, hey, go get that piece of garbage out in the field. All right, you're in.
Yeah.
You're hired.
Oh, and you showed up early. Oh, Costner likes you now. Oh, you're the earliest guy here.
The thing I can't wait for with this kid is the first time he meets Tate. And he's like, what's the ranch like for a kid? And Tate's like, let me fucking tell you.
I killed a guy.
Yeah, I just fucking shot a guy wearing a clown mask. I got abducted by white power dudes. My dad killed 20 people and he's probably going to be governor.
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity because I do feel like if the kid was cool, I might have been into it. If it felt like it was like a mini Cole Hauser, I would have kind of
wrote it out. We get it all. Like, all right, you're rounding out the characters in the full circle. I just don't want Rip to be stuck babysitting when he can be out killing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or ranching.
Right. You just like the character of Rip will not be helped if this guy is ever thinking twice about what he's doing. You know, if he's like, oh, I got a kid at home, got to go be a dad. Like, you're not going to want to see that.
Well, there's two ways it goes. One is they're going to have, we haven't seen any screeners or anything. They'll have the episode where he does commit a crime or steal something or lets Rip down in some way. And maybe he just disappears on that day. He's also a great kidnapping ploy. Because you can't kidnap Beth. Beth is like, can't be killed. She's like fucking Jason Voorhees. But you could kidnap the kid that Rip's become attached to, or you could even kill the kid. Like they can use him as a, well, on this show, everything. Would you be surprised that they killed a kid?
No, nothing's going to surprise me anymore. here's another thought. Do you think the Tate scenes were so disliked? They were like, do we pivot to a different kid?
We still need a kid.
Because yeah, there's very little Tate. There's very little Tate in this.
I feel like is this a new Tate? Because this Tate seems like he maybe like he like put is like David Robinson coming out of the Navy. Like he put on a couple of inches. He seems like he's got a little more body mass.
Well,
remember when David Robinson got out of that submarine and he was like 7'2"?
Right. Well, remember in Walking Dead, who was the kid, the son? All of
Carl.
A sudden he was 6 inch. Carl was six
Carl,
inches
yeah.
taller and his voice changed. It was super weird. I thought to piggyback Russillo's point, it seemed like Bo's been really recovered from all this carnage pretty fast.
Yeah, and what's this doing to real estate prices? Because
all
been
of this
fire.
Would have been the biggest thing that ever happened in pretty much any state in America, right?
Yes.
There's like 30 dead, buildings blowing up. They'd be talking about this on CNN for months and months. And on this show, it's like life is back to normal. What happens with, what do we expect from John Dutton, Chris?
Well,
do you see his season four playing out? He's got some bullets in him now.
He's got some bullets in him. I think he's going to have to deal. I mean, like his entire thing is just going to be seeking out who came after him. That's what this whole season is going to be about. Like, I think that the show probably in some ways, like as a coherent show, maybe peaked in season two. I enjoyed season three. I enjoyed last night's episodes, but they're basically like now, like there's a couple of characters who are invincible because they just need to stay on the show, right? Like we talked about with Beth. I think it's hard to imagine Casey going. It's hard to imagine they're going to keep Jamie around for as long as they possibly can because he's a great villain. But Dutton's probably going to be dealing with Jackie Weaver's character, this new banker who's essentially like the more powerful version of Willow from last season.
What do you think, Rousseau?
Yeah, you know, that and starting the horse business.
You guys make of the horse business stuff?
All right, so everybody knows, understands Travis's character. That's the creator of the show, Taylor Sheridan, who, you know, a legendary guy who went from like a bit actor, Sons of Anarchy, and then was like, whatever, this isn't working out, I'm going to write. I don't know if it's true or not that he banged out Sicario, Hell or High Water, and Wind River all in less than 12 months. That's the story, which is absurd because it's like, I mean, just hit after hit after hit. So he is in Hell or High Water, I think, in a scene where he rides a horse because like they didn't have the right time to shoot it. And he was like, whatever, I'll just do it. And he kills it in that little scene. I love all the technical horse stuff, which I never thought I would like. Whenever they just decide, hey, we're going to show you like what these real guys do and it's cast by like real people. And every time, again, it's Travis, who's Taylor. He's such an awesome character. So that they're going to say that Dutton is now involved with him. Like the double crossing, you could go there where they're already planting seed. Like, hey, this guy is as shady as it gets, even if he's the main guy and the main connect. And it's like, whatever the cost is the cost. Let's go ahead and do it. I love watching all the real horse stuff that doesn't have really anything to do with the story. I don't know why I'm watching Cutting Horse. I'll rewind those scenes because I think it's so interesting. But I love that there's going to be more Travis because I think he kills in every single scene, which is so funny because he didn't really crush it as an actor before he'd become this famous as a creator.
Yeah, he was like on Sons of Anarchy and stuff like that. And like he has like bit parts in a lot of movies, but like Rousseau, that same thing you're saying about him jamming out all those screenplays in 12 months. I read an interview with him where he was like, I would wake up at 2 p.m., write an episode of Yellowstone and then go shoot Those Who Wish Me Dead at night.
You talking about Rousseau or Taylor Sheridan?
Taylor Sheridan. No, I'm okay, saying to piggyback on what Rousseau is saying.
I'd get up like, a little earlier.
This guy basically doesn't sleep and he just grinds out episodes of Yellowstone and features. And he's got three other shows coming.
If you had told me they're spinning something off from this show, I kind of enjoy where they're in the ranch. What is it called? The ranch where the
bunkhouse?
10 of them hanging out. The bunkhouse.
Yeah.
Anytime they're in the bunkhouse, I'm in. I enjoy what's on the television, whatever games they're playing, like who got a little sauced up last night. I feel like I could have been talked into that as a show.
No. I'm just so confused about the bunkhouse because I feel like it's where they'll just throw in some storylines to be like, hey, you just want to throw this in there, kind of balance this thing out a little bit. And then sometimes I'm like, I love the bunkhouse. And other times, like, I feel bad for Lloyd because there's a really good chance that like 20 something nine and a halves aren't just throwing themselves at Lloyd at this stage of his life.
Yeah.
And so he gets to hang out with, I gotta get her real name because she's maybe my favorite content creator going right now. And now she's with Walker, who none of us can figure out. He just sort of lingers because he got a brand. And yeah. I don't know if Walker knows that it was Lloyd's previous hang, and then they're just throwing it in Lloyd's face. So I don't know if that means Lloyd's going to kill somebody. Because I would, if I were 60 and then this girl broke up with me for Walker, I would kill someone.
It seems like the females that are in the bunkhouse are probably 25 to 50% better looking than maybe they would be in real life.
You think so?
Yeah, that's my expert opinion.
I think those barrel girls had better options than Jimmy, Lloyd, and then... I mean, I know that guy's a good singer.
I'm still reeling from Brasillo's Jimmy attack.
What is he good at?
He's a successful character, though.
I don't know, man. I mean, he...
Root for him. He's like the Rocky Balboa of the show. He's just trying to beat the odds. No,
he's like the Jar Jar Binks of Yellowstone.
Yeah, I'm not a big Jimmy guy. And I also just like him like nearly getting paralyzed every time he rides rodeo.
Yeah.
To me, Dutton doesn't have to be like, you gave me your word. He can just be like, look, man, I've seen the tape. It doesn't look like it's going to work out for you on the pro level here.
I liked him until he got hurt. That's when, like, I was genuinely bummed out when he got hurt. I really liked the character story. I was rooting for him. And then it's post the Jimmy recovery stuff, not as big of a fan of. Chris, take over the podcast. What are we missing?
Well, do you guys find the banker element of this like threatening at all? Like when Jackie Weaver shows up, are you like, wow, the show has a new big bad? Or do you think that they've kind of done the banking part of this, the financial sector part of this to death? And it could use like more of like a Beck Brothers type, oh, these are really scary dudes. Like in
my
terms
take
of the villain,
is, I don't mind the plot. I just give me like an awesome actress that I can't believe is on the show. That to me is just a missed opportunity. I don't know what actress.
Jackie
that was.
Weaver was in the original Animal Kingdom. She was in Silver Linings Playbook. She's fine.
Yeah. No, she's fine. I want like an A-lister. Like it's Meryl Streep time. Let's go big. Let's shoot high. Sally Field. Give me like, I can't believe this person's in Yellowstone. Like
maybe
they really
get Sarandon in there to get a little Bolt reunion. Yeah.
Like they loaded up. They got me like a big ass A-lister. And I felt like Yellowstone, it's the most successful show on television, isn't it? For cable?
Yeah.
Isn't it the biggest cable show? Like, can't they open the checkbook? Go get a shooter. Go into free agency. Get me a long reliever. Get me a number one starter. I don't know why they're cutting corners. What do you think, Priscilla?
Well, on the bank plot line, I'll admit I'll have moments to be like, okay, we're doing another version of the development. But that's the point. That's the whole point. The survival of the ranch. The survival of the ranch in modern times. And that's, you know, it's real. It's still realistic. And I think they do a really good job with it. You know, unless you're going to say, hey, there's a virus and we got to build a huge wall. Casey, have you built the south border yet? You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You know, they've already sent a militia in and out of the place a couple different times. So I think they do a really good job of continuing something that is still repetitive, but still somewhat realistic. So I don't have a problem with that. And I think they've done a good job. Like, you know, look, the first guy, the California guy that comes out, Land Rover, and he's like, I want to share this. Everybody. Like that was perfect because anybody that goes into Montana with some money and looks at real estate, like in a way they're psyched you're there paying for stuff, but at the same time, they don't want you there.
Yeah.
And it's like a perfect, and especially now when you look at like a very realistic shift of where people are investing real estate wise in the prices in these towns, like they actually were kind of ahead of it a little bit with the way everything's blown up the last couple of years. So I'm cool with it. But I think it is a good question, but I think it's cool that they at least kept that part of it realistic instead of trying to come up with some other challenge for the ranch that wouldn't make any sense.
Chris, that's where I was hoping season four was going. It was fast forwarding 2 years. We were in 2021, kind of COVID starting to settle down a tiny bit. But now the Duttons, his new rival, are all the rich people moving to Montana for a tax break. And that's the new threat. It's not like we're not just running back the first three seasons. It's now like the Mark Zuckerberg
who's
types.
Like, I need to open an acupuncture studio here.
it's the person who's basically running a Facebook facsimile who's like, you know what? I want to move to Montana for the tax break. I just want to buy the Dutton Ranch. What's your price? And now that could be the new foil. Maybe that's season five.
So maybe, yeah, there's just bad tweets about the ranch, like on Yelp. Be like, who gave it a 1.5? Casey, kill this fucking guy.
Did you, what do you guys think of Jamie's dad? Because
he's selling it so hard.
Will Patton's great. And also not pulling any punches. He's like, what happened to my mom? He's like, I killed her. You know, he's like very straightforward about it, but is very obviously manipulating Jamie, who obviously is looking to be manipulated by someone who is willing to claim him. What do you guys think of the Jamie's dad part?
I like having Will Patton. I think the hat looks great on him. Certain people on this show that the cowboy hat is just adds so much. I think Cole Hauser can pull it off, hat or no hat. But no, I like the Will Patton. That's an example of a good actor who's been around a while.
Yeah.
I feel like my least favorite is Jamie. Like I would have been fine with him getting blown up at the end of I don't think Wes Bentley is as good of an actor as the other mainstays, in my opinion. I don't know where you guys stand on him.
He's just had so many different challenges through this, you know? So I kind of hope it isn't him because it's too obvious. And yeah. They plant a seed, like I said before, they're like, well, if you were going to do that, then why would he be doing people favors that want to come after and kill you?
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I like Jamie, the West character, Wes's character, Jamie, earlier when he was really trying to be his dad's son when he, you know, still before he realized he was adopted and all the shit that he was going through. I thought that was like his peak of this show because it was very, it was very realistic, and he was trying to like serve two things at the same time. So I thought that was really smart. And so we'll see what happens with the dad, because we just haven't gotten enough of him other than he just was working in a shed and Jamie was like, I'm all in.
Well, and his scenes with Beth were really good, like over the first
yeah
season.
She threw
there,
the baseball
there was a really
him.
Yeah Beth yeah. She really brings out all the things in a Beth scene that I'm looking for: anger, violence,
and it paid off
mean
too.
Comments
And then they go back and they tell us why she hates Jamie so much because of the abortion. So then you're like,
that
oh,
scene was
this-
yeah, that show right. was awesome.
They paid that off like perfectly. That's probably one of the best parts of the entire series.
You can tell a show has been on for four seasons though when somebody is like, so what happened last night on like with this character on Yellowstone, and your text message is like the entire iPhone screen, because you're like, so Jimmy promised John that he wasn't going to ride anymore, and he had already almost got paralyzed once. Then he rides again, gets paralyzed again, but he's okay, but he can't feel his fingertips. So John's going to send him to Texas for this other show. And it's the same thing with Jamie, where it's like, I feel like the Jamie explanations for why he does what he does are now like two iPhone screens of text messages.
Yeah, I personally suffered because I didn't do a rewatch before. I just watched the season four premiere, and I wish I had, because the last time I saw, when was the last time the show was on the air? 2 years ago?
No, it's not. I think it's
for
been
a year and a half.
Every
it's
year,
been a
right?
while.
Has
no,
it been?
There was a longer
gap. It's been
gap.
At least a year and a half. Yeah,
feels right.
Yeah, because when I watched here. All of it, it was like summer of 2020 during COVID. That was when I got into it, and it was hard for me to remember some of the stuff. Like to
that's
pick
when
it up.
That's season three ended in the end of August of 2020. So it's a little bit more than a year.
Oh, yeah. Man, it feels longer than that.
It's been a long year.
It's been a long year.
You know, we didn't have much of, though, is the rainwater with Dutton or the rainwater with somebody else, like spoken word offs.
Yeah.
Where you would be like, there'd be a spring, like a water spring somewhere, and they'd be like, our people bottled that water to take care of their own. And now you come in and bottle it and don't recycle. The cycle continues, and you're just like, fuck, whoa,
that was good.
I was just trying to make up some.
I liked it. No, that, I thought that was good. I also can't get enough of the casino.
Yeah
more casino,
because like, let's be honest, how many people are in the casino? It's when you talk about it's in the middle of nowhere, like that thing is in the middle of nowhere. Where does the population possibilities for who would even be in a casino? They always make it seem like
I just figure it's
Ozark's like this too. It always like this casino's hopping at it. It's yeah. like, is it? Are we sure? Like I've been to casinos for the finals in Cleveland, which is a major city. It's bigger, not major, but mid-major city. It's bigger than those two places. And you go to the Cleveland casino and there's like, you know, it's like half full. Or you go right. to Detroit, same thing.
No, it's a great question. Look, I've driven from Missoula up to Polson in Montana, which is a different area. And there's a couple casinos on the way to Polson, which is Flathead Lake, and I don't see anybody in there.
It's yeah. dark. Yeah, because you're playing two sides, right? On the one hand, Dutton gets hurt, Dutton gets shot, and he's an hour from the hospital. But on the other hand, the fucking casino's hopping on a Wednesday night with the guy taking credit for the Dutton family murder. I don't know. It's a slight flaw. It's
I did
I get
like
why
the idea, though, that the Jackie Weaver character is like, we got to basically build Monte Carlo here. Like, we got to get top of the line
yeah.
shows, top of the line food. Like, I'm trying to imagine, like, what performer would be like, I'm going to do a residency in Montana for, you know, the Duttons.
So the
Dirks Bentley would do it.
Dirks.
So the plot we're the most afraid of is the orphan. I think that has real potential for damage. I'm sure they're going to bring in a couple new characters because they jettisoned a couple of the ones from last year, would be my guess. And then I don't bet they're going to have to find something for Beth that's not just...
She's going to take down the partner there. She's
not just to help her and those kind of plots. And hey, what's going on with... What's that kid's name? What's the little kid's name?
Carter. Carter.
What's going on with little Carter's math tonight?
Yeah.
I'll help him. Like, I don't think we're going to get those scenes with Beth. So she's going to need a little more. Maybe a little cheating scene. I'd like to see a little tension.
Oh, she steps out on Rip. Wow.
Yeah, maybe a one-nighter. A little too much to drink. Shouldn't have done that. Has
you too many cores?
Yeah. I'd like to see Rip on dating apps.
Rip on Hinge? Russillo, I haven't spent much time up there. Is Coors really the beer of choice, or is that like a SponCon thing?
No, I don't think it's... I haven't been there enough. It's not like I'm working a sheetrock shift and hanging out with the locals. Although sometimes I wish I was. But yeah. I don't think it's an exaggeration or anything like that. But it's... I don't my time in different spots in Montana, I don't remember being definitively like, oh, this is a banquet beer.
This is Coors Country. Yeah.
Colorado. Yeah. I mean, Denver is legit, but I mean, you know, Denver's a little different than outside of Bozeman.
Sure.
I loved when I went to Park City, I went to a spot, talked to some guy, and he's like, all the guys come in here all the time because that's where it's filled around there.
Yeah.
And they told me a bunch of stories, and I don't know if I believe any of them, so I'm not going to share them.
Two more questions. Here's the first one. Boldest prediction for season 4. I'm going to go first. I don't think Jamie gets out of this season. I think that's a wrap for him.
I think that we're in a Jamie endgame season. I think you're right.
What's your boldest prediction, Chris?
Something happens major somewhere in mid-season. Because I feel like you can only do the same trick so many times with did everybody live at the end of the season. I think that like we're kind of becoming a little bit numb to like, oh, but these people are bulletproof. So I think if Jamie's going to go, it's going to be something like weird, like in the middle of the season.
What do you think, Russillo? What's your boldest prediction?
I think the Jamie one is so good. It might not even be bold.
Yeah.
Just
you're
because
right.
You know, when you just start killing people, like Jamie did when he killed the reporter, like, you know, and everything else that he's done. It's
I forgot
go time.
He killed the reporter.
Right. No, I mean, you know, so he still hasn't really had to pay any penance for that. Although there is a bit of a succession type of storyline where it's this thing that Logan still has over Kendall.
Yeah.
What
right,
happened at
yeah.
the wedding. And so John still knows that part of the deal with Jamie because Rip had to help him. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Rip helped him.
My guess, my bold one will be that Lloyd was early Bitcoin and he gets Laramie back, played by Hassie Harrison.
Early Bitcoin.
you guys are buying cigarettes, skull long cut. I was buying all crypto.
I got Doge at 6K.
It's good to have Koster back.
He's fucking awesome, by the way.
He's so overqualified to be on this show. It's really ridiculous. If you could put any other mid-60s, not quite as famous actor on this show, and I would enjoy it probably 20% less.
He's great in that scene with Sheridan, the horse buying scene. He's so good. Or he's
the,
just like,
the Rip scenes are great, too. Like, you know, actually, pro-orphan take is when Costner's like, hey, is this going to work out? Or like, is this a mistake or whatever? And he's like, it's a maybe. All that stuff is awesome. And when we had Cole Hauser on the pod, my podcast, and I asked him once he was named one of the People Magazine's Sexiest Men Alive, I was like, do you regret getting married so soon? He was kind of like, are you an asshole? And I was like, do you ever have those moments where it's like, man, this is Costner and I want to take, you know, we're thinking like the athlete thing, like, oh, hey, Jordan's guarding me. Not that I think I'd put Costner at Jordan level, but you understand the point.
Yeah.
Cole was kind of dismissive of that as well. But I just want to tell that story because I think there are moments where you Costner had a weird swing. You guys will speak to this better than I will. But I mean, he was the go-to guy there for a long time. And then it just kind of runs its course.
It's him versus Hanks. It's mano a mano there for like 5 years.
And he's like the from a generation of guys who I think are probably resistant to doing TV. Like he still talks about, he's just like, this is tough for me. Like I don't really like doing television, but if it's this good, I'll do it.
Well, you know, I had him on my podcast and he came in and we did it in person in the studio. And he came on because he had promised he'd come on because he'd met him a couple times. And he didn't really want to talk about Yellowstone. I don't think he knew how big it was going to become. And he's like, yeah, we'll talk about that. But I think they obviously cut him a giant check and he looked at it as a chance to live out in the, you know, wherever. But I don't think he had any idea that it was going to become as big of a show. I'm sure this show gets mentioned to him more than any movie he's done, would be my guess. At this point in his life, when people come up to him, I bet it's like 2/3 Yellowstone, 1/3 just name
Waterworld.
Yeah. Field of Dreams, like whatever. Like, I guarantee it's mostly Yellowstone. I don't think he thought that was going to happen when he did the show.
But this had, I don't know what the numbers are. And again, you guys know this stuff better than I do. But this was kind of a slow bake of awareness.
It was. Yes. It was.
You know, it was a new platform. People knew it was out there. I think I watched the pilot and I wasn't 100% sure kind of where I was at with it. And then the more I gave it a chance, I was behind like a lot of people were. And then I just went like, you know, Costner's out here. He's so good. It's a reminder how good he was when he was great. And it just, you know, like you guys say, throwing 98 and guys are just watching it go by because he's just at this other level in so many scenes.
Yeah, they tried to do this on HBO, it got turned down. Then he went to Paramount and Paramount was like, here's the check. Just go shoot the show. No development or anything. And yeah. I think he got Costner partially because there was going to be this degree of autonomy because TV typically has a lot of, you know, development, a lot of notes, a lot of cooks in the kitchen. But yeah, I mean, like 8 million people watched the premiere. That's obscene for a cable show. Like,
that was
like,
the number?
Yeah, it's over 8.
Oh my God.
Now, I will say, like, they like almost accidentally, it's so hard to like to logically watch Yellowstone because it's on Paramount, on cable.
Oh my God.
The previous seasons are on Peacock. If you want to watch it free streaming, it's on the Paramount app, or you can buy it on, I mean, there's like 4 or 5 different ways to watch it, but it's pretty annoying. It's not like a very seamless experience.
It's not pretty annoying. It's fucking ridiculous. I was so confused. I was looking for it on Paramount Plus because I missed it. Right. I couldn't find it. And then,
but it's not,
I realized,
on Peacock.
Like, oh wait, is it on the normal Paramount? So I had to re-download the normal Paramount, which is like a ghost ship except for the show, and then you have to sit through the commercials. My guess is they must make so much money from the commercials.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's 2 45-minute episodes, but it was a 2-hour and 20-minute premiere. I mean, maybe it was a little bit longer than 45 minutes, but you know what I mean? Like, they had a lot of ads on these.
Priscilla, for whatever Paramount Plus costs, I'm pretty sure they should give us Yellowstone on there.
They made the deal before Paramount Plus like truly launched, where they were like, they sold it off to, it's the same thing that happened with Breaking Bad and Netflix.
I've never seen a show leverage their own content during the commercials, where if you kind of look up, you almost like, if you get an email or something and then they go to, and you look up and it's like, wait, is that Jimmy? Is it? Oh, wait, is that? They do that. It's like a mind trick. And then it's like, or it's an F-150 commercial, which basically looks like Yellowstone, like Yellowstone. Anyway. It's like F-150.
Yeah, they're driving Duramax, actually.
Did they switch?
No, there's a lot of Dodges in there.
What did Casey drive into that van?
That's a Dodge.
That's a Dodge?
I'm pretty sure that's a Dodge. I'm pretty sure
this could be its
Dodge.
Own podcast. It's just like going frame by frame of the vans.
No, it's a great point because there's a Ranch Water one where Walker, who's Ryan, who's a real country singer, is drinking ranch water. And you're like, wait, is this a scene? Like, if you fast forward, you stop. It's actually brilliant because you're wait, I'm missing a scene. And you're like, oh no, Jimmy's selling work boots.
That's why I was asking about the Coors, is because there's that scene where Dutton's just like, looks like you guys could use some beers, and opens the fridge and it's just like perfectly merchandised Coors bottles. And I was like, A, great, I want a Coors, but B, you know,
this thing is a cash cow. Last question before we go. Did this experience of watching the show make you want to watch Mayor of Kingstown more, or did you have commercial fatigue after 2.5 hours of seeing Jeremy Renner?
I'll give Renner a chance no matter what. So.
Yeah, Kyle Chandler and Jeremy Renner.
I mean, look, to go Taylor Sheridan, Renner, I it could be a remake of Up with people, and I'd probably watch it. And I liked Up, but it was a cartoon, you know?
It didn't fit. I'm with you guys. It didn't faze me at all. It weirdly got me more excited. I was annoyed that they had so many of them, but at the same time, every one of them.
I'm less in on 1883, I think. I'm like, you can show me a billion or no Kingstown commercials I'm watching. The Tim McGraw Western, I'm kind of like, that might be a bridge too far for me.
I'll give Brusillo, are you going to watch that one? 1883? Will they have F-150s in that or no?
Probably not. I'm trying to figure out the pricing on some of these Dodges while you guys were talking. So
it's a tough one in Manhattan Beach. It's tough to park those things.
Brusillo, does Dilfer like Yellowstone?
I'm sure he does. He'd be an awesome extra on it. Yeah, I wanted to get a dually, but there's no way I can park it here.
Do you think we can get Dilfer on a Yellowstone recap episode on this feed? That would be amazing.
I think we need to get him on.
get him on Yellowstone.
Right. Imagine him fighting Rip. First of all, he's way bigger than all of these guys, so he'd be perfect.
That is true. He'd look good in the cowboy hat. Maybe a season 5 thing.
I'd love to see him going up to Jamie and being like, are you a thermometer or a thermostat?
Who in your family is getting the car keys if I'm tossing them to somebody? Is it you? Is it somebody else?
Casey gets the car keys for sure, man.
Yeah. Well, Beth probably drunkenly grabs them and crashes into them. All right, guys. It was great to see you. Yellowstone. Maybe we'll do this again on the Prestige TV pod feed. This was produced by our guy, Kyle Creighton, and we'll see you... Succession, you and Waz.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Friday.
Recap. Yeah. You're my number one boy, Chris. Brusillo, good to see you. Talk to you soon.